Good morning. 9:18 a.m., April the 2nd, 2018. It's Monday. Hey, how you doing? So, yeah, the book is out. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that yesterday. Oh, so I did, I took yesterday afternoon off, sat in the sun, from about 2 o'clock on, I sat in the sun, read a book in my living room in a comfy chair, worked from my computer, scratch built some mac and cheese for dinner. Still got a big chunk of ham left. I gotta do something with it. I don't know what. Maybe I'll make scalloped potatoes and broccoli tonight. I don't know. Let's see. Now these two houses. The third one is coming together really fast. It's got tie back around it. These first two that I was looking at, they're pretty much put together. There's still a lot of detail work that has to happen. But yeah, look at this, holy cow. Oh, interesting, they changed up the siding between houses. So. One has a horizontal clapboard look above it. I'm pretty sure that's a pseudo brick panel underneath. But they're different colors. Tell if it's been painted yet or not. It could be just the color that it comes. The building or the raw building material cover. Anyway. So I took yesterday afternoon off. I've already had an hour of writing this morning. I have to have 5,000 words or 5 hours before I can go play. I don't remember how many words I wrote this morning. It wasn't very many. It was pretty interesting the other day. I was writing. And once I put my headphones on and cranked up my space music tracks from mynoise.net, ding. I actually wrote more. I'm tired today, don't I? I'm feeling really, really tired. I went to bed early. I read a little bit more of my book before I went to sleep, but I can't seem to. Can't seem to wake up. I only had one cup of coffee. That might be it. It was a small cup too. I gotta go home and get some food. Get my second breakfast. I weighed myself the other night, and that was a wake-up call. I need to get back and pay a little more attention to what I'm eating. I've put on pounds I can't afford to wear if I'm going to control this glucose issue. So, the kid's off to school. Got off to school, off to work. The other kid is going to be off to school here in another hour or so. I rewatched the Jessica McCabe's TEDx talk in Bratislava. It's still pretty powerful. I watched it live. They had a live stream of it, and I watched the live stream. This is the truncated, edited down version. It's quite powerful. I watch it in part because it's clear that I'm having a little bit of trouble with my executive function. I'm having a little problem. I had the scaffolding of 25,000 words in 4 days, the novel Rama last weekend. Is it just last weekend? Holy crap. Yeah, it was. And as soon as that was over, it was sort of like, hold on. And trying to get that sort of, okay, how many words can I get this hour? How many words can I get this hour? Telling my brain to shut up and write, which is I think what happens when I put the headphones on, because the headphones block out everything else that's going on in the room. The noise muffles anything that's happening around me, so I don't get distracted away from the story. And the timer, set a timer for 1 hour. The timer says you can stop this when the timer goes off. So it's not like I'm committing to more than an hour. And quite frequently what happens is they go over the hour. I write more than required. Today's Monday. I have to have a blog post by Friday. Need to check in with the RMFW Facebook group too. It's cold. It's barely 40 degrees. It feels much colder, but I'm working up so much heat. I have to undo my fence in my jacket. So I need to focus on the story. I need to focus on the home run. And I have to do it in a way that's not going to spoiler up people, so. Yeah. There have to be gaps where I'm thinking and not talking, I apologize for that. All right, here we go, headed east. Get something on me. Coming up on the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. I feel bad. I missed the warm up yesterday. Oh well. Jesus! The first month I got a post on ethanlow.com, or it's going to be half past the month, and I'm going to have forgotten again. I still have people tell me that the time and grade for moving between third and second is 3 years. The only reference I can find to it is Von Nichols talking about being a third mate for 3 years and going for his exam to be a second mate. But that's only his choice. You don't have to take it after 1 year. But stay a third mate as long as you're happy being a third mate. And I could have sworn somewhere near the end of Doubleshire, when Ishmael is getting ready to leave and he's talking to, what was her name, Arletta. I could have sworn she said she had her 2 years in grade and she was going for first. And he covered her watch for her. I need to go back and look at that, because sure, it does mention it there. But it's significant to this current book because I need to know how long it's going to take Natalia and Zoya to earn their first officer, first mate, and engineering first officer rank. I also need to double check. This is the gap between the smuggler's tales are taking place in the gap between double and captain. I think. I need to double check that. I think so. That was my plan. I've probably screwed it up, but that was my plan. I hope I didn't. No, I couldn't have. I was going to say, I hope I didn't back it up into the academy years, but I couldn't have because Ishmael graduated ahead of Natalia. By 5 stern years. Okay, yeah. So this is in the gap. Yes, okay, good. I keep trying to make sure that I'm covering everything I'm supposed to cover in this last book of the series, as well as have a good story that wraps up this chapter in their lives. So much. It's probably because I'm walking hunched over again. My wife keeps bugging me about it. You're gonna give yourself an old man's stoop. An old man, you what? Stand up straight. Back straight, chest out, chin in, forward march. Or in this case, forward April. Anyway. Yep, I'm a little bit punchy today. Probably feel better once I get a little protein in me. Get some ham and egg this morning, I think. Could use up this ham. So it was pretty breezy when I started out. The breeze seems to have dissipated. Still a lot of high thin clouds around. It's still a pretty day. It's quite a lovely morning, actually. Need to do some more exercising. Walking doesn't burn a lot of calories, but I need it to maintain glucose. It helps to force my leg muscles to absorb loose glucose in my bloodstream. So I need to get back in the habit of walking in the evening again, I think. Yeah, I need to stop eating carbs. Stop eating so many carbs. I had fruit last night instead of a cookie. I had a pear. It was pretty good. I have some blue cheese to go with it, but I forgot to cut that and have it. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.